The Youth's Instructor, July 21, 1892. Words to the Young. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. The time is coming when it will be too late to seek God. And I have been thinking how we shall feel when probation is closed and all our life work ended. With what feelings shall we review the past? Shall we then wish that our efforts to serve God had been more earnest? Shall we wish that we had lived more in harmony with His revealed will? Shall we then be accounted as faithful servants? What if, at this moment, we should hear the voice of Christ saying, "It is done"? I had a dream once in which I saw a large company gathered together, and suddenly the heavens gathered blackness. The thunder rolled, the lightning flashed, and a voice louder than the heaviest peals of thunder sounded through the heavens and the earth, saying, "It is done." Part of the company, with pallid faces, sprang forward with a wail of agony, crying out, "Oh, I am not ready." The question was asked, "Why are you not ready? Why have you not improved the opportunities I graciously gave you?" I awoke with the cry ringing in my ears, "I am not ready. I am unsaved, lost, lost, eternally lost." In view of the solemn responsibilities that rest upon us, let us contemplate the future, that we may understand what we must do in order to meet it. In that day, shall we be confronted with neglect and contempt of God and His mercy, with rejection of His truth and love? In the solemn assembly of the last day, in the hearing of the universe, will be read the reason of the condemnation of the sinner. For the first time, parents will learn what has been the secret life of their children. Children will see how many wrongs they have committed against their parents. There will be a general revealing of the secrets and motives of the heart, for that which is hid will be made manifest. Those who have made sport of solemn things connected with the judgment will be sobered as they face its terrible reality. Those who have despised the Word of God will then face the author of the inspired oracles. We cannot afford to live with no reference to the day of judgment, for though long delayed, it is now near, even at the door, and hasteth greatly. The trumpet of the archangel will soon startle the living and wake the dead. At that day the wicked will be separated from the just, as the shepherd divides the goats from the sheep. When you consider these solemn things, do you not realize, dear youth, that you must cease from your selfish, sinful course, cease to do evil and learn to do good? It is your own course of action that will mold your character for destruction or for the bliss of the ceaseless ages of eternity. Should not the young and those of mature age forsake every practice that will weaken moral power and retard spiritual growth? The Lord declares, "He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy." The despisers of God and His truth may seem to prosper for a time, but their day of adversity is sure to come. The indifferent, the irreverent, those who are robbing God of their service, spread themselves in pride and boast of their independence. They entrench themselves in resistance of every appeal that God sends to them, but ere long His hand will be laid upon them. Their dishonesty, their irreverence, their defiance of heaven will all be revealed, and it will be seen that an exact record has been kept, and the hour of their retribution has come. The all-seeing eye of God is upon us. The secret thoughts of our hearts are not hidden. Every one of us will be judged according to the deeds done in the body. I inquire of you today, How do you stand before God? How does he who can understand every motive, see every thought, hear every word, behold every action of your life, regard your case? Will you consider these solemn questions before every case shall be irrevocably fixed, before it shall be everlastingly too late for wrongs to be righted? Will you heed the injunction, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call ye upon him while he is near"?